Okay. Okay. Is there one thing that we should pray for maybe every day? What are some things that you pray for every day?
The nation.
The nation? What about personally for yourself? Okay, you're getting close. Okay. I was convicted of this years ago that personally I think one thing we should pray for every day is wisdom. Like it says in Proverbs, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. That's in Proverbs 4:7. So it says wisdom is the principal thing, and that we should be seeking it. Do y'all know what wisdom is?
Understanding.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? Okay, good. Okay. Okay, I looked up definitions for wisdom, and some of them were so weird, and I looked at a bunch of it, and I kind of, you know, go along with y'all. Wisdom involves making decisions based on your knowledge and your life experiences. Proverbs 3:19 says that the Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. I thought, you know, that's... we don't think about that. The Lord used wisdom to found the earth. Okay. Whose wisdom are we supposed to use or trust in or rely on? Okay. What about the world's wisdom? How much of that do we use to make a decision? Well, now wait a minute. We say we don't. We say we don't, but I think I've been more aware lately of making decisions and not even thinking about what the Lord says. The scripture in James, I think, that I rely on a lot is... well, let's see, let me get it here. This is a James 1:5. This is a scripture everybody should remember, should memorize. If any of you lack wisdom, do any of y'all lack wisdom? No, I lack a lot of wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it says, and it will be given to him. Okay? It says, let him ask of God. Okay, the scripture says that Jesus became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Okay, if we have the Holy Spirit, we have the wisdom within us, right? Does that mean that it's automatically going to come? Yes, it says here, ask. I notice here on the listing that what Christ Jesus became, the four things he mentioned, he put wisdom first, even before righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. As important as those are, the scripture lists wisdom first. And I think there's a reason. I don't think that was an accident. He just didn't put four in there. I think there's a reason for wisdom being first. Okay, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. That's in 1 Corinthians 1:24. Proverbs 3:7 says, do not be wise in your own eyes. You think sometimes we think we're smarter than we really are? Really? Oh, my God. Everybody knows about Solomon, right? Okay. He came before God, and he told him that he couldn't rule Israel. They were a great people, and he didn't have the wisdom. He was young and all that kind of stuff. Did he ask for anything else? Do y'all remember? What? That's the only thing he asked for. And what did the Lord tell him? Okay, he granted him his request of wisdom, but he gave him everything else. He gave him riches. He gave him favor. He gave him peace. I mean, Solomon asked for one thing, but the Lord gave him everything else that he could possibly want or need. Do you think that could happen to us? Is God a respecter of persons? I know we're not like Solomon, but I think, like the scripture says, in all you're getting, get wisdom. It says get it. Okay, what about the wisdom of the world? How much of that should we depend on? None, right? Okay.
There's stuff in history.
Pardon?
There's wisdom in history.
Oh, sure. But as far as us personally, do we have any business seeking out the world's wisdom? Right. Okay, if you look through the scripture, oh gosh, I think there's several hundred references in the scripture to wisdom. As a matter of fact, I tried to count them one time and there was too many. I looked in the, not the concordance, Strong's concordance, yeah. And there were so many scriptures on wisdom, I got tired of numbering them. I don't think we realize that the scripture is a book of wisdom, along with a lot of other things. The Lord's opinion of earthly wisdom is not too good. In James 3:15, the Lord talks about wisdom that does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. That's pretty tough words, isn't it? In God's eyes, earthly wisdom is demonic. First Corinthians 1:18a says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. And then in 1:20b it says, has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? If we're not making decisions based on God's word and not asking him for wisdom, and we're relying on the world's wisdom, it's foolish, earthly, sensual, and demonic. That's a pretty tough it's a pretty tough assessment of the world.
I don't think I ever noticed that.
I don't think we realize. And, you know, I think, I don't know, y'all have heard, we make several hundred decisions in a day normally. And I wonder how many of those we actually say, Lord, what is your wisdom on this? Lord, what's your wisdom about what I should do today? Or what? We think of using wisdom for big decisions. You know, we make a lot of little decisions every day. And I think we get to thinking, well, I don't need God's help on that. I know what to do. This is little stuff. He doesn't care about this kind of stuff. And I think, you know, how foolish is that? If he knows the number of hairs on your head, what could we possibly think that he doesn't care about the decisions we make about small things? It's all the little things that add up that make the difference. The big decisions are pretty rare, and they are important, but the little decisions every day determine how we really live. And I know I don't do that. I don't make a conscious effort a lot of time, maybe most of the time, And the decisions I make during the day, as small as they seem to me, and you think, oh, God doesn't care about this. I mean, this is just little stuff. It doesn't matter. But you know what really does? If you seek God's wisdom and ask Him, Lord, what's your wisdom on this? How should I do this? Where should I go? I know there have been times that even at work, I didn't know what to do on something, how to do it. And then I thought, you know, this is a small thing. This is petty. But did you remember God has all knowledge and all wisdom? If you ask the Lord, you know, Lord, what should I do in this situation? He will show you. It may not be what you want, but He will show you. And I think about in the past, especially when I was young, even the major decisions that I made those decisions based on my own on worldly wisdom. You know, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I want to do. And maybe you'd ask the Lord, well, what do you think about this, Lord? What is your wisdom? What's the decision I should make? But I think too often we get our wants above what we should really be asking for. And we don't ask the Lord, what should I do in this situation? I mean, if we don't do it in the big situations, we sure don't do it in the little ones. But I think how different life might have been for me personally if I had taken the time to seek God's wisdom and not made a decision based just on what I wanted, on what knowledge I had and experience I had. I know we think we know God knows everything, but you know we don't stop and think He has all knowledge, all the knowledge there is. He is wisdom. He has all the wisdom. And He just says, ask for it. So I get real, I don't know if it's tickled, but you know, you talk to these people and sometime in the conversation they talk about, you know, if I had it to do all over again, I would do it just like it was. I mean, I wouldn't change anything. And I think to myself, you must be from a different planet. I mean, how in the world would you, if you had it to do over again, would you make the same stupid decisions that you made that affected how your life turned out? You know, I think it back, I can think of some decisions I made that were really stupid. And it was because I wanted to do this, and I wanted this, or I wanted that, and really and truly, I didn't really want to know what the Lord thought. I said, this is what I want to do. And you do it, and you find out later it don't work out like it's supposed to. When you make decisions on your own, whether they're small decisions or big decisions, you need to rely on the Lord. Ask, and you receive it. You got the Holy Spirit within you. He's got all knowledge. The Lord said, ask, and it will be given to you. It may not be what you want. Probably in a lot of ways, a lot of times, it's not what you want. Okay, 1 Corinthians 2:5 says, your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That's another scripture that we should remember. But I think that's pretty much what I have. I didn't have a whole lot, but I do think it's really important. Like it says in Proverbs 4:7 again, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. It says it's the principal thing, not one of them. The wisdom of God is the principal thing. If you're seeking out His wisdom in every decision that you make, whether it's big or small, things will go well with you. And the Word of God contains a lot of wisdom. Well, it is. It is the wisdom of God, but most of Proverbs talks about wisdom. There are several chapters that totally talk about nothing but wisdom. The book of James is kind of the book of wisdom in the New Testament. So if you rely on the Scripture and the Holy Spirit and ask, even for the small things, every day, I mean, I think it makes a difference. I know it has for me, especially just in little things. that I've really been convicted of, oh gosh, the last actually 2 or 3 years, ask. You may think you know the answer, but you know what? You need to ask the one who has all wisdom and all knowledge, and things will go well with you. You'll have your problems will be taken care of. It just makes a big difference. Righteousness is important, just like it says, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. But remember, in that listing, wisdom was the first thing. And I think we forget that. As important as righteousness is, in listing there, wisdom even comes before that. So, anyway, well, we really are, really. That's that's pretty much what I had. If y'all have anything to say, or I'm not a preacher yet. I'd rather hear somebody else talk. But I think, especially in this day and time, we need wisdom more than we ever have ever before, because there's a lot of deception in the world. Just like the Lord said in the last days, there would be deception. If you don't have the wisdom of God, even as Christians, it's going to be really easy to be deceived. And you can already see it already. And a lot of people who declare themselves to be Christians who are deceived, and they don't even realize it. So we need to ask for wisdom every day, all day, for the little things and the big things. We need God's wisdom, and not our own and not the world's. And if we're seeking the world's wisdom, it never turns out well that way. It hasn't through the centuries. The wise men have not proved to be too wise. It's made a mess of the world as it is. But anyway. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we can pray and we can go home and eat or watch TV or whatever you want to do. Lord, we thank you for your precious word. Thank you for all your promises. Thank you, Lord, that you do promise to give us wisdom when we ask for it, that it is within us, Lord, that we just need to ask you for what you've already given to us, Lord, that all of our decisions would be based on your wisdom and your spirit, Lord, and your word. And we thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to perform your word. We thank you for all your promises. Just thank you, Lord, that you daily loadeth us with benefits, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, thank you all.